All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are doing Artemis. This game is definitely not finished. It's 0.1.2, and it's apparently pretty popular on Steam right now, even though it's barely rolled out. So, you can support them on Patreon, of course. And they have a Discord, of course. So, let's go ahead and get started. I actually have some Creative Commons. Okay, everything seems to be alright. Well, even after 3 years, it's still as vivid as ever. Cassie and I were celebrating the offer we got from TW Robotics. All we had given up, steady income, 3 meals a day, a bit of our sanity. All the sacrifices and some finally paid off. We were ready to take our brainchild to its final stretch. With real financial backing, we would be investing more resources into building the best AI available. And once the excitement rushed over, I'd finally propose to the girl I loved. Finally! We finally did it! As of tomorrow morning, once the contracts get submitted, our lives will fully, finally change. Haha, sorry, I think celebrated way too hard. I'm gonna need you to drop off the contracts without me. Aha, of course. It's partly my fault. I should have stopped you, but it's been a long while since you gently smiled. I barely had any tonight, so you can count on me to deliver them. I'm just way too excited. It all feels too unreal. Me too, Cass. Oh man, feels like I'm drifting right now. My whole body feels numb. Haha, wow. I guess I overestimated how much you could handle. I feel real good right now. So good. Hi. Hey, Georgie. Haha, oh my god, you're so drunk. Haha, shit, I meant gorgeous. Haha. Cass? Yes, honey. Emotional joke? I got an idea. Hear me out. Let us make sweet passionate love, lest I succumb to the dreaded whiskey dick. Oh my god, you're just too much right now, ha ha. But you're absolutely right, you've had too good a night, mister. I swear, if you get whiskey dick, I'm gonna be so pissed. You are gonna be pissed? Shit. You and me broth. Broth. Do I really need to recall every detail? Holy shit, you've got an amazing mouth. Oh hey, my hiccups are... Never mind. Aha, dork. I'm not sure how you pulled that off being as hammered as you are. I barely kept up. Oh, it's easy when you've got someone so sexy going down on you. Hold on, did I fuck something up, guys? Oh, I did. My bad. Damn, don't want to deprive you of those titties. Sorry, guys. I like it being done in scenes like this. Well, I mean, that's normal for the program, but yeah. Get on the bed. Oh, wow. I deprived you guys of a whole fucking sex scene. We got the reverse cowgirl. Man. Effects are getting better in these programs, let me tell you. Yeah, I don't know about that. She enjoys it, rather. Yep. Works okay. Yep. Okay, that's how that looks. And we're done. Shit. Oh my god. She's really working it. Cass! Cassandra, I'm... For fuck! Holy shit, you've got an amazing mouth. Oh, hey, my hiccups are... Never mind. Aha, dork. I'm not sure how you pulled that off being as hammered as you are. I barely kept up. Oh, it's easy when you've got someone so sexy going down on you. Kinda crazy, huh? Tomorrow we're finally, haha, I forgot what I wanted to sex. Say. And he's still drunk, haha. I know what you're trying to say. It's all still too surreal for me as well. We've been at this for some time now. Shit. Your contract. Oh yeah, haha. Damn it, where did I put it? God damn it, I know it was here. Hey now, take your time. Take all the time you need, Cass. Found it. Oh, I see a clipboard. Gracias. Alrighty, my first name. I'm still hammered. Ha ha. And my last name. Grimlord. I think that's how I spell my name. Ha ha. Done and done. Wow. He looks like the same character from another game we've played. Y'all remember? Yeah, it might be a game called Leap of Faith. Grim, you're doing very well. You've recited this story many times now. You're nearly there. Cassandra. That fucking bitch completely disregarded all of our struggles together and all of her bullshit I put up with. Everything I sacrificed for, and how does she repay me? Oh yeah, let me stuff this guy's meat in my mouth and leave him sauce up my face like the whore I am. Smack, smack, smack. Okay, laying it on thick, bro. Then, when he's drifting on cloud 9, I'll shove the revised contract in his drunk face. Get him out of the way while I climb my way up a corporate tower of cock. It's called hypergamy, my friend! Where I'll suck off every guy along the way. Hypergamy! It goes up! It's a ladder! It's a ladder of dicks! It's like Berserk, where they say, you need bodies to reach the castle. So women say, you need dicks to reach the fucking castle. To be that. You remember, the woman, she's got Griffith's journey, man. Except instead, again, of all the dead bodies and shit. Like, it's like, if you watch the anime for Berserk, you know, where the men are saying, we'll lay down and die so that you could reach the castle. And they literally show it where he's crawling up the dead bodies, and he's almost to the castle. Well, that's kind of what's going on here, except it's the woman, and she's crawling up the cocks, and she's just gonna get to enough to reach that castle, to reach that fucking multi-millionaire, that billionaire guy that has everything in the world she wants, and that wonderful palace. She's just gonna run up the cocks, and that's exactly what happened. And then I'll look like a fucking vanilla cake. What? Alright, I'm done. Oh, is that why they call it a bukkake? Bukkake is actually a That's not important, however. Whoa, hold the phone. We're not addressing the real questions here. The classy Dr. Claire Karahadian knows what a bukkake is? Pray tell, Doctor. Grim, moving on now. Haha, please take a seat if you don't mind. Oh, but of course. Sorry, I got pretty intense there. Still gets me a little, I guess. Please, don't apologize, Grim. While I appreciate your concern, this is your space to express your feelings and yourself with no judgment. Keeping it bottled up is certainly the worst thing you could possibly do. Now I have great news. Awesome, DK. Let's hear it. Compared to our first Donkey Kong, our first session 3 years ago, you've done a fantastic job rebuilding yourself. Cassandra almost destroyed you physically and mentally. However, she underestimated your resilience, your perseverance. You came to every session and gradually opened up to me. Most people disregard the notion of a therapist. You, however, made it a goal to get back on your feet, and I'm very happy to say that you have. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not exactly hard to show up when you've got the lovely DK to look forward to seeing. Stop it. Look forward to seeing. And literally, yes, there was no two there. That wasn't me fucking up. I'm happy to inform you that my most recent evaluation deems that you've come to terms with your past. While you still express your frustration about the situation, that anger quickly subsides. It's fantastic to see how your journey has reached this great milestone. So, you really think I've conquered my trauma? I strongly believe so. When I found you 3 years ago, you were completely broken. Broken on the inside and a complete mess on the outside. Now look at you. You're smiling more and you're looking very healthy now. Eyes up here, DK! Oh my goodness. All you women are the same. Are you finished? Alright, I'm sorry. Proceed. As I was saying, your frustration, anxiety, and anger have mostly diminished when recalling that traumatic part of your life. You let your anger out, but halfway through your rants, you just stop caring. Well, that happens sometimes. That speaks volumes on how much of an emotional effect it has now, what happened back then. However, that's not to say that you won't experience any anxiety at all. It may slither up once in a while, as it often fucking does. So take it slow. Make a new friend, and when you feel the time is right, slowly begin to open up about that part of your life. That said, Grim, my door is always open. If you feel the need to return, please do. Don't hesitate to reach out to me. I really do feel different, better, and, well, I just wanted to say thank you. Like, seriously, DK, I'm standing here feeling reborn all because of you. You're someone I trust to my fullest, so thanks. I feel that I have my life back, or at least I've done the first steps to having full control again. Grim, it's my pleasure. Nobody should experience what you went through. It means a lot to me to see you happy. And I'm very honored to know that I have your trust. I'll take very good care of it. Thank you. Well, I've got a full day ahead of me. Would you mind? Sure. Sniff, sniff. Is that pomegranate? Alright, time to go. Haha, see ya, DK. Good luck out there, Grim. Alright, I got this clean slate. Let's do this. Chapter 1. From the Ashes. He's a new man. Feeling good. Feel it. What? No. Jeez, fuck me immediately. Fucking hell. Shit, man. Keep it together, Grim. I gotta keep it together. Ah, Mr. Grim, I see you got my love letter, yeah. Gregory, what the hell, man? I said I'd have it by the end of the week. You did say that, and you also said it 2 weeks ago. And 3 months ago. Gregory, please, I just need to land one contract job and I can cover what I owe. Please don't do this. I'm sorry, Mr. Grimm. I run a business, not a charity. Besides, 3 months is generous. And in 3 months you couldn't find work, then I'm sorry, my friend, but I need you out. Come back with at least 1 month's rent, and I'll let you stay. Hello? Ah, yes, an apartment just went vacant. Please come by and I'll show you. Discount Hagrid-looking motherfucker. Ugh, just my fucking luck. I wish I had a fucking reset button. Just start over. I could sell my car, but it's all I have left of Mom. That car was junk before, but look at it now. Today's lesson, Grim, never disregard something based on how bad of a shape it's in. See what you can do with it and spend time making it worth something again. Like this car, 8 months later and it's got a cherry finish. The engine is nearly fixed, too. Hopefully one day I can fix cars, too, Mom. Maybe you will, sweetheart, or maybe you'll learn a better skill, and you'll be the teacher then. No way, Mom. You're the smartest person I know. Well, then I guess it's more homework for you, mister. Haha. Okay, sweetheart, go ahead and fire her up. Yes, ma'am. Whoa! Mom, you did it! We did it, kiddo. I miss you, Mom. I could really use your smarts right now. The fuck do I do? I've got nothing else. Seems I was mistaken and discharging you wasn't the best idea. Oh, hey, DK. How did you get in? You left the door ajar. Now then. She means open, but, you know. What have I always said was your best trait? Grim, don't make it so difficult. Despite what a bitch Cassandra was, you still pushed forward with that AI tech. Despite how much she controlled your life, you still held on to that one part of you that makes you better than her. I think this is the first time I've heard you cuss. Bad, DK. I guess you'll finally see just how bad. You don't mind, do you? Not really. Mm-hmm. Man, what kind of therapy is this? Well, have I got you interested? This one I'm gonna tackle probably right after we get done with How to Fix the Future. Of course, that one's still dropping in pieces. And it's gonna be a while on that. So it's gonna be switching between this and the other. But I'll let you know and I'll keep you posted. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord and I'm out. And I'll see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with Artemis.